Impact of media on young women. The way women are portrayed in media can negatively affect young women. If you have a daughter, you probably want her to grow up confident and happy. You might already worry about how the media shows young women. Often, the media shows women as only sexual objects. This can influence how young women live their lives and think about their sexuality. Many high school and college-aged women compare themselves to women in movies, on TV, and in magazines. Young women in advertisements, blockbusters, and TV series often lack complex personalities or deep characterization. Instead, they are often portrayed as objects of desire for older men. This portrayal leaves many young women feeling unsure of how to interact with their peers. Celebrities like Beyoncé and Miley Cyrus contribute to this sexual objectification. They wear revealing outfits and make explicit gestures on stage, which influences their young female fans. These singers argue that it's a way to express their sexuality and strength, but critics suggest it may also be a strategic move to boost their fame through modern media and marketing. In 2013, Miley Cyrus caused controversy by provocatively twerking on stage with Robin Thicke. This incident catapulted her popularity and led to a surge in record sales overnight. These singers operate within a music industry that tends to promote slim, scantily clad women. There's rarely visibility for fully clothed or curvier pop stars. Open communication about sexuality. Talking openly about sexual issues is crucial to help girls avoid confusion and vulnerability. Many parents feel uneasy discussing sex with their children. However, this discomfort is much easier to handle than the problems girls might face if these conversations don't happen. When parents who understand these issues avoid discussing sex openly, girls can easily become unsure about what healthy relationships and love truly mean. Being a teenager is already a confusing time, and girls, in particular, face conflicting expectations. During adolescence, girls and their friends often want to explore their sexuality individually. At the same time, society expects girls to be virtuous and not show overt signs of sexuality. This creates a double standard that can lead to bullying, stress, and further confusion. Consequences of sexual labeling. Girls who don't dress provocatively or who are bashful about their sexuality may be referred to as prudes or squares. However, kids face the risk of being sexually harassed or slut-shamed by adults and their peers if they are open to these things. The term hot is subject to the same kind of conflict, since this name is frequently used positively. It might help a female feel good about herself. However, many females experience a strange detachment from their hot body when it comes to actually engaging in sexual activity, and they rapidly lose whatever confidence comes with being labeled as hot. It's also typical for girls to feel pressured to engage in sexual activity with boys. Exposure to pornography, where one of the most prevalent themes is men mistreating, demeaning, and abusing women, only to be rewarded with oral sex, might encourage this mindset. This representation misrepresents how teens feel about oral sex. Many girls believe that this behavior is impersonal and only a method to escape an uncomfortable situation without upsetting their spouse, while many boys expect it to happen on dates. The need for improved sex education. Sex education needs improvement to help young women develop healthy sexual lives. For men, satisfaction often means reaching climax, but for many women, it's about having a pain-free experience and ensuring their partner climaxes. This difference stems from society's historical focus on male pleasure rather than female pleasure. Instead of promoting female pleasure, society often emphasizes how women should look and behave to attract a partner. This can make women uncomfortable with their bodies and hesitant to explore their pleasure or guide their partners. Many women even worry that their genitals might be unattractive or unpleasant to their partners. Interestingly, most women find they orgasm more often through oral sex than vaginal stimulation. Avoiding this topic leads young women to feel uneasy about their bodies, which can result in fewer satisfying sexual experiences. Redefine intimacy. To address this issue, we need to redefine what it means to be close. Right now, the term intimacy is unclear and raises questions. Does it only mean sex? If so, what kind? On average, young women in the U.S. lose their virginity around age 17 and often start becoming sexually active, including oral sex, even earlier. Many times, young women feel pressured to have sex and regret it afterward because they aren't ready. That's why they need to know that true intimacy doesn't have to involve sex. It's important to encourage open and honest conversations between partners about personal needs, desires, boundaries, and how to feel safe and satisfied. Explore sexuality in college. College is a time when many explore their sexuality. This often involves casual encounters known as hookups, which range from kissing to more intimate activities like oral or penetrative sex. These experiences happen outside of committed relationships, allowing students to experiment with different partners, including those of the same sex. Sororities and fraternities, common on college campuses, often host parties where alcohol is involved, sometimes leading to these casual sexual encounters. While this can be liberating for some, it also raises concerns about confusion and issues like date rape. Rape culture on college campuses. Many college students, about 72%, have engaged in hookups by the time they finish senior year, averaging around 7 partners. However, alongside this social scene is a serious issue known as rape culture. At parties, heavy drinking can lead to situations where individuals are too intoxicated to consent to sexual activity. This leads to confusion about what consent means. For example, Megan and Tyler both got drunk and decided to hook up. Although Megan initially participated, she later protested when Tyler pushed for more. Despite her objections, Tyler continued. Megan, influenced by alcohol and feeling out of control, even pretended to enjoy the encounter. Only later did she realize that Tyler's actions constituted rape. Sadly, such incidents are not uncommon on college campuses. It's estimated that only about 20% of rapes are reported, largely because many young women are uncertain about whether non-consensual sex with someone they've been intimate with before qualifies as rape. The need for parental education on LGBTQ issues. The internet can be a valuable tool for LGBTQ teens, especially girls grappling with their sexuality. Many find it easier to seek answers online rather than talking to their parents. This is often because discussing anything other than heterosexuality can be uncomfortable or even forbidden at home. For instance, Amber, a high school student, felt pressured by her parents and peers to conform to traditional expectations of being a perfect girl. However, internally, she struggled with her growing attraction to other girls and felt stifled. Fortunately, the internet offers a wealth of resources where young people like Amber can explore their feelings about sexuality and gender identity. They can find articles, forums, and videos that help them understand themselves better and even learn how to come out to friends and family. Youth coming out earlier, importance of parental support. Amber found support online, exploring fan fiction with same-sex couples and connecting with a lesbian girl who became her partner. This helped her be true to herself. Nowadays, young people are coming out much earlier, around 14 to 16 years old, compared to the previous average age of 25. This makes it crucial for parents to understand and support LGBTQ issues. Unfortunately, many LGBTQ teens face higher suicide rates than straight teens. Some even get kicked out of their homes after coming out. Many parents are unprepared and unsure of how to handle having an LGBTQ teen. Education is key to solving this, ensuring that LGBTQ children no longer lack the support they need from their parents. Sex education and teen pregnancy rates. Sex education plays a crucial role in reducing teen pregnancies. Despite this, there's hesitation in openly discussing sex with kids, particularly among conservatives who fear it could lead to more teenage pregnancies and STDs. However, other countries like the Netherlands demonstrate that comprehensive sex education lowers these risks. In the Netherlands, children receive thorough and responsible sex education. Dutch adults understand that children will inevitably learn about sex, so they prioritize undoubtedly providing accurate information. Parents and teachers in the Netherlands openly discuss both the risks and benefits of sex, which has proven effective in helping teens make informed choices. Comparatively, Dutch teens tend to delay having sex longer than American teens. Remarkably, more than 80% of Dutch teens describe their first sexual experience as positive and well-timed, while in America, over two-thirds view their first experience with regret. These findings suggest that moving away from solely promoting abstinence to having open and honest conversations about sex could significantly benefit American teens. Abstinence-only education isn't working. For many years, adults have told teenagers to avoid sex, but we now realize this approach does more harm than good. It doesn't prevent teens from having sex. Instead, it leaves them unprepared for something natural. Studies show that teens in abstinence-only programs are much more likely to have unintended pregnancies. Karis Dennison teaches high school students in California. She believes in building trust by answering any questions her students have about sex. This openness leads to honest conversations where students feel comfortable discussing their bodies and experiences. Many students even thank her later for her guidance. This is in stark contrast to traditional sex education in the U.S., which often fails to provide useful answers to important questions. Key points. 1. Open communication about sexuality helps girls avoid confusion and feel confident in relationships. 2. Society pressures girls to act in ways that can lead to shame or sexual harassment. 3. Better sex education can help young women understand their bodies and feel comfortable with their sexuality. 4. True intimacy does not always involve sex, it's about trust and emotional connection. 5. College students often face confusion around consent, contributing to rape culture on campuses. 6. Parents need to support LGBTQ teens and provide education to help them feel accepted and understood.